last week on Discount Heroes.
This is the landscape of Alcaster Isle. It's more thickly forested, and you don't see any signs of the castle itself.
Guys, this could possibly lead to a trail further into the forest.
Yeah.
Guys, far away, there's a bird of prey.
You hear the cawing get closer and closer.
We scuttle in the tree hole.
But it is a large snow owl.
Oh no.
As you follow the trail, you start to notice other signs of apparent life. You spot some bones picked clean on the ground. You see a large white and red fox following the four of you, its coat dripping with blood. So he gets a 21 to bite you, Demarok.
I want to try to start building a cocoon.
All right, as the fox takes off at a tremendous speed.
He tried to bite my friend.
And then it runs panicked because you're biting onto its tail into a small burrow. You see four other foxes along with the mother.
Oh, no.
You have forgotten the last 24 hours. And you see several foxes following behind him.
And I pull out 8 acorns and I throw them in the air and they turn into chicken eggs. And when they land on the ground and crack, 8 full-blown chickens.
What do you think, guys? Run or hide?
Welcome to Discount Hero.
Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character, story, and roleplay-driven real play podcast. We're a group of 5 friends who've known each other for 16-plus years. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and we're here to share with you the game we love so much. My name's Brent. I'm the DM. We got 4 players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
My name's Tyler. I'm playing Copes.
Howdy ho there. This is Aaron playing Demarok, the Tiefling Bard. I'm on a great adventure with my 2 buddies, Copes and Knox. And this weird barbarian is here too.
This is Jared playing the part of
Thrasher, the human barbarian.
And this is
such a rat voice.
It's not your turn, Tyler.
It's his time, Tyler. It's Matt's time.
It is Matt's time.
I'm going to have to put in a note with HR about this because this is getting ridiculous. This is Matt, and I'm playing Knox.
Is that your rap voice, Jer?
Okay.
So we're doing this tonight.
I tried to come up with some sort of Dr. Seuss rhyme to Green Eggs and Ham. Like, would you eat a black bilge rat? Would you eat it with a fox? Would you eat it with a Knox? But it just didn't work. I forgot I was supposed to do that.
How long have you been planning that?
I thought about it 2 weeks ago after we recorded and then didn't think about it again until Jared did his intro, so.
Ain't that how it goes?
I would not eat it with a rat. I will not eat it with you, Matt.
See, there we go. I inspired Jared's rhyme. That's good enough for me this time.
All right, so let's get right into the question for this week. Oh, how's everyone doing, by the way?
Happy and crappy.
Maso meno.
How have I never heard someone say happy and crappy before?
It's never been said, actually.
I don't know. I heard it at death metal Christian band audition.
Oh, how did that go?
It was weird.
Oh, yeah.
They were weird?
Yeah, they were weird.
Oh, man. You think that's why the last guy left?
Probably. They were weird in a nice way, but just, I don't have time for that.
Like, they were going to be calling you, like, late at night or something like that?
Like, it was like stepping into a dysfunctional family.
Oh, no.
There was no creative space for me.
Did you go do an audition? Is this the fucking Reasonably Priced Heroes? What the hell?
No, it was, they were...
Oh my god, please make the Reasonably Priced Heroes a death metal Christian band.
Actually, that was their new name. They just switched. And I was like, what? This is odd. And the singer, who was kind of cute, was married. So I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. The two guitarists were father and son. Yeah, who did not get along.
Hey, you tried it out? It's not for you.
Yeah, everybody check out available on Spotify.
You're not plugged then. We've better things to plug.
Oh yeah, check out Discount Heroes at linktree.com/thedhcast.
We said better things to plug.
You should listen to the Adventure Zone.
There it is. We should just make a death metal Christian podcast.
We can.
About the Adventure Zone.
Are you guys ready for the question this week?
Yes.
Fine.
We have to cut all that out.
No, it's good stuff. Hey, people want to know what's going on with Aaron lately.
I know I do. He won't tell me and he won't take my calls.
I've been getting letters. They're concerned.
I stopped taking your calls too.
You just have to show up.
I've noticed. I'm going to stop calling you.
Man, it's so hard to continue thinking of questions, but I did think of one.
Oh God, here he goes. Watch out, people.
I know.
Here he comes.
Actually, it's going to make this question worse. All right. What is a purchase that you made that you immediately regretted?
Don't have one.
I bet that's not true.
I love all my dumb things.
To give an example, this isn't one I came prepared with. Every bladed weapon that I've ever purchased, I've regretted purchasing pretty shortly after I bought it.
That's good. You could probably just put a blanket on anything you bought at Renfest.
Yeah, basically.
Not true.
It's pretty true.
Oh, yeah? What about these guys, huh? Huh? Would you regret that? What about this, huh? Huh?
My cabbages!
Yeah.
Jared is holding up a pin that says, my cabbages.
That was some ASMR shit. I like that.
I like that.
Jared, hold up more things so Brent can tell people.
That'll be our next podcast after Trees' Plants. ASMR.
Would you regret this?
Jared is holding up a kilt, I believe.
It's a skirt.
It is a kilt.
Yeah, but like you could have bought that on Amazon for 20% of the price.
Yeah, but I didn't buy it. My friend got drunk and decided I needed a kilt.
Good friend. Great friend.
I actually got one. I was like, I'm sick eating Taco Bell. I will get Schlotsky's for dinner. And then I was like, man, I really wish this was Taco Bell.
Should have gotten Taco Bell instead, huh?
So that's my biggest regret.
That's rough, man.
All right, I've got one. This was many years ago, me and Jared. Back.
Why is it always me?
It's always you. Within the first year we met, we were in high school. No, we were in middle school, actually. And we went to Walmart and we're just perusing shelves, you know, because we're 12 and have nothing else to do. And we found it was for paintball, but it was a grenade. It was a paint grenade.
Oh.
And we were like, this is going to be awesome. This was like $20. We bought it, or Jared bought it. And then we went home and I don't know what we were thinking it was going to do. Apparently we thought it was going to like blow up like a grenade. But it just kind of shoots paint a little bit out one side. So as you throw it, it spins through the air.
And kind of sprays some paint.
So we went out in the front yard, threw it, a little paint spun around through the yard. And we were like, oh, that was stupid. And then we went back inside. That's the best I got.
Man, I forgot about that.
I got a thing I regret that I tried to steal, but I didn't actually follow through. Does that count?
No, but we'll listen to the story.
I know what it is.
Yeah, Aaron does.
I mean, you tried to steal.
Well, we had a Pokemon collection, and all we needed for the three legendaries was a Blastoise. So we went to Walmart, and there was one pack left.
Blastoise is not a legendary.
Or the starter three. Matt, get your big nerd ass out of here. So we tore it open, because it was one pack. Was like, there's no way there's a Blastoise, but we'll see what it is. And it was a Blastoise. So then, instead of stealing it, we asked a guy, hey, we found this pack of Pokemon cards open. Can we buy it? And the guy was immediately like, no, you tore that shit open and we're going to steal it. So he wouldn't let us buy it, and we missed our only chance to get a blast with.
What? You should have stolen it then.
I know.
We learned our lesson.
Hey, everybody, the lesson here is always steal.
No, that dude wanted a Blastoise.
That's the day we started stealing.
That's the day Aaron probably turned into, went to his kleptomaniac phase.
It was a phase. It's over now.
And if you worked at Disney World when Aaron was in high school, I'm sorry for everything he stole from me.
Don't say that about Disney. They will come after us.
Yeah, don't say that.
Jared, did you say something? I can't remember now.
I mean, Matt got me. I couldn't think of anything, but he's right. That was the dumbest thing ever.
Oh, I bought some Trulies instead of White Claws one time, going for a change. Oh, terrible decision.
I think I got nothing else. I like the stuff that I buy.
Yeah, I buy cool stuff.
I regret buying these headphones because my one-year-old broke them, which I just found out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, Eli.
Oh, man. That's hanging off, like, all the way.
How did he do that?
Good thing we don't have 4 hours of podcast to record tonight.
How about some tape, bro?
What did Eli do?
I don't know. He broke them. I don't know what he does. He threw it against the wall. He chewed on it. Summoned a demon from hell who smashed it.
He's not his son's keeper.
Yeah, he's not.
Pretty sure that's...
Chill out, Jared.
It's literally the whole point of parroting.
Jared and I have almost regretted buying hand puppets about 10 times.
Oh my God, constantly. Yes.
They're so expensive, though.
Yeah, Brent knows about it. Yeah.
We got to do that soon.
Yeah.
Too expensive. We always play with them and we're like...
They're fun.
This is cool. It's like, $80.
Every single time it shocks me. Like... I'm like, oh, I know they're going to be pricey, but it can't be. Holy crap.
Yeah, is it like real animal fur or something? Like, bam.
It better be. Something better have died for that to cost that much.
It's the little kid souls.
Made by kids, they don't even get to play with them.
No. Oh.
That's a sad sweatshop.
As opposed to the happy sweatshops.
Yeah, a happy sweatshop.
Well, like, yeah, like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. That's a happy sweatshop.
That is not a sweatshop.
It's a, yeah. He was not paying the Oompa Loompas.
It's currently 8 o'clock and we've got nothing accomplished.
Hey, we don't get anything accomplished any night.
Yeah, that's right. This is not productive, this thing we're doing.
We could be curing diseases.
No, we couldn't.
No, we could make some, though, I bet.
We could make some diseases.
I'm betting money that I've made a couple.
We're just going to have to include all of this in a bonus podcast.
I think it's all good stuff. That's the new podcast is we're about to play D&D.
Every other episode is us getting ready to play, like talking shit.
And we just don't play.
This is going to be the Patreon content. We don't talk after we play D&D. You get to hear the shit we say before we play D&D.
Okay, so what say we begin the game?
Yes.
I take it back. Stop doing that.
You said it. I was going to stop, and then you said it.
That was a more upsetting one that you did.
Brent, say something about the wind.
Ash flickers on the wind. Oh, no, that was not good.
No, please.
That was not good. That was too much.
You're a monster.
I held the can up and you still said it.
We couldn't see it.
I couldn't see
it. It was right below the camera.
I was going like...
Nobody knew that. So it's just you sitting there going, hey, Brent, I thought about the wind. Fight it. Fight by the wind.
Fight it quick.
Thought you were going to do some good D&D at me.
Nope. Just stupid Foley work.
Well, that's your fault, then.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody listen to the wind.
Every episode, Pope's is going to cast a wind wall now.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
So... Last week, our intrepid adventurers explored the unknown mental map of a small rodent whom they believe is actually a wizard. I just wanted to say it plain like that so you could hear how ridiculous it sounds.
Thanks, man.
They disguised themselves as fellow rodents and encountered the perils of rodents as they searched this twisted, verdant version of Alcaster Isle.
Yep, also ridiculous.
They saw a majestic and menacing snow owl and a blood-red fox, managing to avoid the owl but accidentally entering the den of the other. Something horrible or wonderful, depending on how you feel about it, happened when bit by these creatures. They seemed to forget their allies and their treasured or traumatic memories. When we last left our adventurers, they had attempted to hide in the forest from their pursuers.
I'm a cocoon!
You know, that's a good point. While Demarok went through some changes, his Demarok's changing body began to develop
changes.
He's currently pupitin.
It's just like human puberty. You turn into goo.
I've made so much goo and I haven't changed yet.
Oh no.
Yeah, you have an ongoing pupation. That's your current status.
His Facebook status says Demirock is pupating.
Spelt wrong.
That's right. You guys want to reiterate what you're doing here? You guys were in the middle of fleeing from the foxes. I believe you decided to flee.
Aren't I in a fox's mouth?
No.
No.
I thunderwaved the fox away from us.
That's right. That's right.
But I was in his mouth.
I'm holding you with my mage hand. You're on a stick.
Oh, that's right. He used his mage hand to grab you.
Yep, I got you. Shit, guys, we gotta run. We gotta run.
All right, Nox, let's go. I'll follow you, because you're the only person I can remember.
Okay, well, let's not.
That's worth refreshing.
I agree.
Demarok has currently forgotten Thrasher, whereas Thrasher himself has forgotten the last 24 hours. He's forgotten Copes. He's forgotten Demarok. And do you remember your own name? I believe you do.
I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
He doesn't forget us completely. He just forgot our name.
No. But play it up however you like.
Well, he certainly doesn't remember me as a squirrel.
Certainly.
I don't remember me as a rat either. But, you know, I could hear Nox scream, you know, let's go. And it sounds like Nox, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm following Nox because it's literally the only familiar thing around me.
All right. Copes is going to jump onto Thrasher's back and say, go Thrash. We got to get out of here.
I don't know why you know my name, but all right.
Okay. It's Copes. Thrash.
Is he one of the groupies or something? Generally, if they're more important than that, I can remember their names.
I'm gonna scratch you a little. It's me, you idiot. Let's go. Run.
We'll deal with this later when there's no foxes.
So the other foxes are currently distracted by the chicken storm that you summoned.
Yes.
Chicken storm.
Could you just say that sentence again one more time?
The other foxes are currently distracted by the chicken storm that you summoned.
Thank you.
And you are fleeing from one remaining fox who Nox had tried to talk to and drew its attention. Why don't you guys, you can make a roll of any type that you can justify. You can roll to hide. You can roll to run away. You can use a skill that makes sense to you.
I'm going to use a hit dice.
Okay, what you got?
I'm going to throw a grenade at it.
Okay. You don't know what a grenade is.
Just make sure it's not a paintball grenade.
That's what I was going to say. Is it one hit dice? Because that might be a paintball grenade.
Can I try to cast Harden?
Yes. And you already spent a hit dice on this ability, so you can continue to harden. You get one extra AC.
So hard.
Nice. Do I need to roll that?
No, you don't have to roll to keep hardening. It's just an automatic process, I feel like, at a certain point.
It depends on how old you are.
Once you've started to harden, yeah, generally just you keep getting harder.
Until what? Until I just bust open?
Well, I mean, I'm not a butterfly expert. Maybe you should do some research on Wikipedia before you bring that to the game.
No, I'll just wait till I bust.
Okay. Oh god, I can't wait to hear what sound you make when you do that. All right, so you're fleeing. What are you?
Fleeing. I'm going to run real fast.
So you're going to use athletics, it sounds like.
Yeah. Unless Arcana is an option. But no, let's go athletics.
So you can use really any skill you could reasonably justify here.
Yeah, I feel like if I hide, that's not going to help. I think we just got to run. We're fast boys.
I agree.
And I got good athletics. That's a 14 athletics.
Let's see if I can beat it.
I'm on your back, so I'm going to base this off your roll.
Yeah, you can roll to support his roll.
Oh, I can? Definitely. How do I support him?
It's just you'll give him advantage on his roll.
Well, I know, but I mean...
Say so. Yeah. Go that way.
Kind of like when your car breaks down, do you like jump off the back and push?
I'm going to ghost ride this rat.
Ghost ride the rat.
That's a good band name.
Oh, man, that is.
It's a good episode title.
Oh, yeah. Somebody jot that down.
That's a 21, so you have help from me as well.
Is it advantage or does it give me a bonus?
It gives you advantage.
Nat 20, so.
Oof.
Nice.
Well, roll again.
Just in case.
Demarok, that's your roll there. 17 plus what?
I'm just hardening.
Well, yeah, because Nox has got a hold of you, right?
Yes. I can move the mage hand 30 feet a turn, so I can actually move it faster than I can run.
Nice. Okay, so perfect.
You can only run 25 feet?
Yes.
Why are you so slow?
I got small legs.
I'm going to make a roll for the fox to continue to pursue you.
What does it say?
He does not succeed.
Ooh. I out-athleticed something. This happened.
He's only got a plus 2. He got a 13 to your 14, which was the lowest number.
Yay.
So where do you guys end up? Give me a visual on where you guys run to. You find a good place to hide.
The waterfall.
Ooh, the waterfall.
The waterfall.
All right, so you chase to the waterfall.
Foxes hate waterfalls. Everybody knows that.
Demi, say where you end up.
I don't know. Right now, I'm digesting myself inside of a crystal. I'm a crystallis.
Perfect.
I'm trying to currently form normative cells that would form my eyes, wings, and legs. But currently, I'm, according to this caterpillar soup, that would ooze out if I were to be open.
So when you said turn into goo, that was pretty spot on last week.
Yes. Ooze is the technical term.
Why were you all laughing? That was obviously correct.
But I am ooze.
So you're distracted is what you're saying.
Pretty distracted. Yeah, I got shit going on.
You probably can't concentrate on more than one thing at a time with it.
Yeah, because he doesn't have eyes.
Well, I have eye cells.
Oh, excuse me.
They're currently a gel.
They are gel form, yes.
So where do you guys end up?
The waterfall.
This fox is pretty athletic itself. It's bounding along behind you. Nox, as the slowest,
you said that like 3 times.
I keep saying it. Why don't you just describe the last move you take? It's on your heels, following behind you. What move do you do?
I'm going to do a sick juke. Well, I guess not sick. I rolled a 14. An average juke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fake left. Maybe find a small tree that's got like a little Y shape to it and scurry through it. But the fox is a little fatter than me, so he kind of gets stuck just for a second. You know, and then juke under some bushes.
So the fox sniffs around for a little bit. You're right at it. Seems to be confused by the increased sound. It's not able to follow you by the sounds that you're making. And after a few moments, it seems to catch the scent of something else and runs off.
Guys, that was weird.
I mean, not that weird.
I mean, well, there's obviously a lot of prey out here. And considering the fact we're in the mind of a sable, that's a bit odd.
We're the prey.
Yeah, that's not... I said it wrong. Predators. There's a lot of predators out here that would eat prey like us.
Maybe the fox is a wizard.
Thrasher, was the fox a wizard?
It looked like a fox.
Yes, that was my suspicions too.
Guys, how did we get here?
We came into the brain plane. Now, when you say here, the waterfall?
Last I remember, we were on the ship.
Oh, this is problematic.
I agree.
Probably because Mississippi's in tardigrade, huh, Thresh?
Yeah, that might be the case. Who are you? Hi.
Who am I? What do you mean? I'm a squirrel.
Yes, I see that, and I'm a rat.
He doesn't remember that you're a squirrel, Copes. That's Copes, obviously.
I'm David.
That name is just as familiar to me as Copes, so...
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Copavid.
I shake his hand. His paw.
D- Do I have the sense of what's going on since I lost my memory for a while back in the castle?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a kind of a similar feeling that you had then.
Okay, guys. I think those things took his memories.
Yeah.
I know I'm really breaking some boulders here.
What a memory-stealing fox.
Yes.
Explain that.
Look, you don't really need to worry about it too much. I mean, as you may well know, I often wake up with no memory of how I got where I am. So, you know, this is actually this is not that weird for me.
Okay.
The rat thing, little odd. Gotta be honest about that part.
We're in the brain plane, and we're trying to figure out the Sable. You can pick up on everything else.
Done.
This goo here is Demi.
I try to wiggle inside of there, and I think to him, it's okay, Thrasher, I'm going through histolysis. Where my larval tissues are being broken down.
Can he communicate right now as a chrysalis?
I'm fine with it.
It's just like muffled. It's just coming out of the...
I think he should be. It's so much funnier if he does. Especially if that's the kind of things you're going to tell us, just updates on your chrysalis.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
okay, well, so you know, Thrasher, it seems like we're in some sort of weird rodent version of Alcaster Isle. So...
check.
That's as far as we got, honestly. We haven't done a lot in the last 24 hours.
All right, yep, that sounds right. Par for the course, let's keep going.
I think we head inland, maybe to where the castle was.
All right, Knox, David, Goobin, let's go.
I have something for you guys real quick.
Was it as good as Knox, David, and Goobin?
No, that's too good right now. But so you guys, except for Thrasher, he's the only one who doesn't experience this, I believe. Thrasher, you're just gonna stand around for a minute.
Got it.
Everyone else experiences a flashback. Now you're participating in this, Thrasher. You just don't remember it.
So I can't just take my headphones and sit here.
That is correct.
Fine.
Which one of my groups of cells known as imaginal disc is this flashback happening?
The one that remembers being Demarok outside of the brain plane.
B.
Try to play with me in this space here. I want you guys to picture like a classroom setting, and you're being lectured at by Mr. Frizzle. This is something you're spontaneously remembering.
Okay.
And he is a squirrel?
And he is a squirrel, yes. This is from the last time that you met him.
So I'm not a squirrel in this scene.
Well, you did turn into a squirrel to talk to Mr. Frizzle, if you remember.
So I am a squirrel.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's on you if you got confused by that.
Just think back and think to yourself, is there any reason I would have been a squirrel? If no, then yeah, you were probably a squirrel.
Okay, so Mr. Frizzle, as though a teacher, if you can somehow picture that.
Okay, now you are about to enter the mind of an animal. There are some important things that you should know.
And you guys can respond just as, you know, as though you're here in the scene like you are.
Like what?
Are we going to take that school bus in there?
Will this be on the quiz?
No, I do not take anyone on the bus anymore.
Damn it.
Not since the accident.
Oh my gosh.
With the frizz?
No way.
Entering the mind of an animal is a dangerous endeavor. While you can expect things in the mind of a person to be much the way you would experience in your own lives, animals have very different perceptions of the world. It could be startlingly simple, yet so alien as to be unrecognizable to a person. Animals do not possess the levels of imagination to, say, create art or abstraction, but their fears and instincts are very... Yes, Thrasher, you have a question.
Can I go to the bathroom?
No,
You do not need to use the restroom in this place.
Oh, okay.
I want to raise my hand.
Yes, Demirock, yes, you have a question.
Can I go to the bathroom? I'm starting to secrete enzymes that soften my old exoskeleton. I think I'm molting, Professor.
Where's that line in Harry Potter?
It sounds like you need to go through pupation.
That's correct, Professor. First, I must reach my maximum size as a caterpillar.
It's a flashback. Stop it. You're not a caterpillar yet.
No, I am.
But you are molting.
But you are molting.
Well, you weren't a caterpillar when you were with Mr. Frizzle, but I like where your head's at.
Oh, fuck.
All of these jokes you're going to have to say again later, because you just saying what's happening inside of a chrysalis is the funniest thing I've heard in weeks.
So, they know what can kill them and instinctively fear it. These instincts, these fears will represent themselves in the mind of an animal in some way. To find what's left of this person, this friend, you must search deeper. Maybe see if you can find anything familiar to you in the place that you visit. It may be, if this is a person from the island, then maybe some of the places will be familiar to you. I cannot really guide you any further. Every mind is different. And much like entering the mind of another, you may need to make yourself appear more friendly, or perhaps change yourselves in some way in order to enter. And while within, it will be difficult to return to your normal form.
By friendly, do you mean like a little hat?
Well, maybe if it was like the mind of a... What is it? What is a hat maker called?
A hat guy? A hat man.
No, they're...
Crap, hold on, wait.
A mad hatter.
There's a specific thing.
Lids?
Called hatter.
Shut up, let me think.
Footlocker?
It's right on the tip of my tongue. This is embarrassing.
This is killing me.
I am the king of memory, so to speak. I do not remember this word.
A cobbler.
That is for shoes. I do remember that.
A stenographer.
A haberdasher.
Haberdasher, that is right.
All right, you get one inspiration for that.
Thank you.
That was a secret trivia question hidden in the game.
That was breaking my brain.
They're actually called millionaires? Milner.
Yeah, but what's better, that or haberdasher?
That's what I get at Waffle House.
Scrambled.
Do you have any questions?
What do we do if we lose our memory?
Oh, that brings up a very good point. Going into a mind fundamentally different from your own may cause some temporary memory loss. But you should remember this conversation eventually.
Is this all on the test at the end of this?
Yes, it will be on the test. But it's just a modular test, so you do not need to know the rest of the material.
Fuck, I'm not good at modular tests.
Is it open book?
It is open book.
Oh, thank God.
But you must conjure the book from your own mind.
Oh, shit.
Which book?
And then we're sucked back to the present.
So, everyone but Jared remembers that suddenly.
The test!
The test!
I forgot about the test!
We have a test! Did we find the books?
Quick, look for a book. I start flipping over rocks.
It's behind the waterfall. Look behind the waterfall.
I'd like to do a perception check.
I dive into the river. No, I'm just kidding.
14.
I am already in roll 20 because I never left it from 2 weeks ago.
Jeez.
All right. What's your perception?
14.
What are you looking for exactly?
A book.
A book? You don't see one.
Sorry, guys. Don't see a book.
I thought for sure that was what we were doing. He also did say we needed to look deeper, go down, maybe into the tunnels, or dig. We can dig.
I start digging.
I don't think he means deeper into the ground, Nox.
Oh.
Surely he doesn't mean deeper, like inside of one of us.
Start digging into Thrasher. No.
Just lift his tail and stare into the brown eye.
Nope.
Get away from my axle. What are you doing?
Okay, so could I get clarification? You said we were in a lecture class, so I kind of zoned out and didn't pay attention.
mm-hmm.
He said we needed to look deeper. Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah, he did.
And when he said deeper, did he say like in the ground or did he say like in the island?
He didn't say specify, but he did say it in a way that implied like it was an italicized. You need to go deeper.
I've heard that before.
But not in a sexual way.
Oh, never mind. Never heard that before.
He said the books were in our minds.
For the test, but yeah.
Is a sable a predator?
I mean,
yes.
In a way, yeah, but it is also prey to some things.
Yeah, I mean, most things are. We're humans, we're the alphas, we get it, but...
Look, he said we had to summon the book with our mind that would have all the answers to the test, and what he was describing on the test was what we needed to do in here. Therefore, we should be able to summon a book, which should give us all the answers to what we need to do in here, right?
Test is modular.
Oh, shit.
Brent, just tell us what we're supposed to do, okay? Knock off the bullshit. Tell us what to do.
What can we summon to make us go deeper into ourselves?
I did say also maybe go look for familiar places to you and maybe you'll find something that gives you a clue as to who this person is.
Nox, do you think maybe just check behind the waterfall? I mean, it's helped us before. It might be some clues.
I mean, maybe. Honestly, I didn't spend a lot of time on top of the island here. I spent time in the castle and I spent time in the cave, so... Maybe we need to try to check some of these caves out. I know there's an entrance behind the waterfall. We used to have an area down here where we set up a little obstacle course. I mean, there wasn't a lot to do around here, so maybe we'd go through and check out some of the old stomping grounds I used to be at. Maybe there's some information.
And that's behind the waterfall?
It's underground.
But is the entrance behind the waterfall?
It can be.
So a quick yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We go behind the waterfall.
Is it over to the right? No, actually, it's like the opposite of left is more what I would say. You know.
We go underground.
Oh, nice.
Where there's no owls.
So you enter into the caves behind the waterfall. Maybe you go to some of the places you remember. It's eerily familiar. Why don't you tell me how it was when you were a kid, what the caves were like? Compared to how they are the last time you were there.
Okay. So back before when Nox first went to the underground tunnels under Alcaster, a lot of the people lived under caves. It was a lot of gnomes and dwarves and different things that were comfortable there. And there was also some mining, I think, whatever this resource was underground. They had people trying to mine the earth and find different things in there. There was a big, large cavern that had a pond that came into it. It was underground, so it was technically kind of under the ocean, but there was just like a pocket of water that would come up, which created a little safe haven of water where there were a bunch of little huts and shacks built around it, and small fish would get in and keep the dangerous predators of the ocean out. So just a small community of people that lived in this big underground cavern with this pond next to it. I think all the kids would get together and play whatever games they could. They created this little obstacle course, which is where Nox got his dexterity of playing and running around and jumping, which was really the only entertainment down there when he was real young. So just a humble little home.
As you traverse through those caverns, looking for something that's familiar, you spot quite a few remnants of things that you do remember from your childhood. You see those huts that you mentioned before surrounding that little pond, although they're long abandoned, it looks like. See little stalls that were once set up, maybe selling food and drinks to the miners that worked in the caverns, now empty. You spot the remains of a few pieces of obstacle course, though it looks like they've long been crushed down by something underfoot.
This is all very familiar, guys. I mean, it looks like a rundown version of where we lived for a while down here.
It's been crushed by the patriarchy, hasn't it?
Yes. Damn patriarchy.
Damn.
Or the wizards. It was probably the wizards.
Oh.
Or, honestly, time. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look like anybody's been down here in quite a while. Can I look around this area, see if there's any sign of life or anything down here?
Sure, yeah. You could do investigation, survival, perception.
That's a 10. Big 10.
It seems like it's been some time since anyone was here. It looks like the obstacle course that was broken It's maybe hard to tell, but it's been, it's covered in dirt. It seems like it's been lying there for maybe a year or longer. There's no signs of food or drink in any of the huts. In fact, aside from a few bare pieces of furniture, you don't find any of them furnished at all.
I don't know why, but I think he's going to... It feels like a long way from back when he was a kid. But he's going to try to, even though it's run down, he's going to do the obstacle course. Y'all want to give this a shot? We used to have bets to see who can make it the furthest.
You know it.
I do want to do that.
I want to try to crack my crystallis open.
Crack it open? All right, roll a strength check with disadvantage on the first try. This is your first time busting out. Maybe you're not fully matured yet.
11. Do I add anything?
Your strength bonus to it.
So 12.
You start to crack it, but it's pretty difficult. You hardened it quite a bit. Seems like that may work against you here.
All right, you see a little eye antenna pop out. So I can see what's going on.
Yeah, okay.
Dimmy, look, you're... Well, is that it? Are you coming out?
It's pretty warm in here. I think I'm just going to hang out for another minute.
Okay.
So you guys are going to do the obstacle course?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so that is athletics or acrobatics.
Yeah, I walk across the log, climb the wall.
Shut up.
You have to do it how many hundreds of times?
I crit failed. Everybody, I crit failed.
See? You shouldn't have been mean to me. You're going to fall into the spike pit after start all the way over.
So hold on. Let's everyone roll. Get everyone's roll first.
I got a 22.
I got an 18.
Critical failure.
Give me one, Demarok, because I'll love it if you get a nat 20 with disadvantage. And just bounce along the obstacle course as a chrysalis.
18.
18, that's pretty good.
Is that with disadvantage?
What do I add to it?
It's acrobatics or athletics.
It's going to be 22.
But with disadvantage, because you don't have legs, so to speak, yet. So 22 or?
Nat 20.
Damn.
Let him keep the nat 20.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's, man. I did say if you get a nat 20, I would love it, so take it.
Maybe just the feet pop out now.
Tiny little legs on the very bottom of the chrysalis.
I think I bust out of that shit.
Yeah, with a nat 20, you got some freedom. Do what you like.
Boom. In a magical explosion, you see my chrysalis start to crack. Light shoots from within it. No.
If you hit the B button, it won't hatch.
Yeah.
I'm not. No. I'm evolving.
Even if it's an accident, you can't go back.
No, all my formative discs have formed into different various organs, including wings, legs, antennae. My adult structures, controlled by complex interactions between hormones and genetic regulatory mechanisms, is complete. And I burst out of the chrysalis a beautiful butterfly.
Do you say that as you burst out?
No, I burst out and say, my reproductive organs are also fully formed.
He's pupated, bros. He looks beautiful.
You're beautiful, Demi.
Thank you. I'm a beautiful butterfly.
You look great, Gooman.
And now I must embark on my singular mission of finding a mate and reproducing. Bye, adventurers. And I want to try to fly away. But initially, my wings are too soft and crumpled. I can't fly.
Just reminds me of the South Park episode. It's like, you come here to save me, Dad? Well, I was gonna. But ooh, this is fun.
Oh, and one more thing that I forgot to tell you.
When you're done pupating.
Spending time in the mind of an animal, it bears the same risks as spending too much time as an animal. You may forget yourself if you spend too long in there.
And that voice just fades away.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't have time for a girlfriend. We have to figure out what's going on.
You don't get to do the obstacle course. You have wings. Doesn't count.
I have to walk it, but I can walk on walls and shit. So yeah. I bet it goes well. And then I want to walk across the first obstacle.
Okay, you got it. So we had a 22 and an 18 otherwise, along with Thrasher's nat 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Nox, you experience a moment of real nostalgia here. It's almost like as you run along the course, someone falling behind you and eating it just like Drux used to do back in the day.
Nice, Brent. Well played.
So much nostalgia because it's old nostalgia, but it's also watching Thrasher fail an athletics check, which is also nostalgic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very nostalgic for everybody.
It's almost like as you run the course, the pieces of the course seem to be spontaneously rebuilding themselves as you run further along its path. You see some vibrancy return to the walls and the huts and the furniture. You see some torches spring to life, and though you don't see any signs of people, it's almost like you can hear the crowd cheering just like they used to back in the day.
There was crowds watching him back in the day do this crap?
Yeah, well, there wasn't a lot to do, you know?
So the kids, we all hung out.
Okay.
It was mostly cheering at Drux falling on his face every time.
All right, fine.
Knox, it looks like when you ran this course, things are happening.
Yeah, it's like my own pubation.
Did you just say pubation?
I did.
He's hitting puberty.
It's like puberty all over again.
What other fun things did you like to do?
We'd hang out at the pond. We'd swim around and have big belly flop competitions.
Let's go! Can I run towards the pond?
Yeah, absolutely you can. Where is it?
I'm behind Knox.
East. It's east.
Oh, it's east? Okay, I turn around and run east. From underground, I can tell by the stars which way that is.
Yeah, of course. Oh, did I not mention you could see the stars from everywhere in this cave?
Oh, I love it here.
Yeah, this tunnel opens up into that big cavern where the pond was.
Okay. So the camera cuts to the pond. You guys are already there.
Belly flop!
Knox, take me out. I run and do the biggest squirrel belly flop I can muster.
It's like a tiny droplet sound.
Yeah, it's just like... What is that, athletics?
I feel like that should be like wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom.
Like, because it's you're fighting fear when you do a belly flop.
Well, and it's form. So I'm going to go with performance.
Okay, I like it.
Performance isn't even wisdom.
It's my best modifier, Matt. It's charisma. Listen, have you ever been on a cruise ship? The guy who wins the belly flop contest has the most charisma out of everyone on the boat.
He's the king of that boat.
Yeah, he's the king of the boat. So let's do this. That's a nat 20. For
my God.
That's a belly flopping ass squirrel. Yeah, I run and I bound up a couple rocks on the side of the pond, crouch down. As I launch, the rocks explode. I do a backflip and then fall into a lounging cool guy pose. And then right before I hit the water, I turn and just do the most graceful squirrel flop anyone has ever seen.
See, he can't hit something, but if you tell him to do a fucking squirrel belly flop, it's on point.
That's true. All right. It's almost like you hear the clapping and cheering.
I can hear it.
Just like when someone did a belly flop back in the day. Hopes, you see something down there. It looks like there's a light deep down below you at the bottom of this pond.
Deep down?
Deep down.
I'm going to pop my head up. Knox, there's something down here. It's deep.
My jaw is just a gasp. That was the best belly flop I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I practiced a lot in the glades because all the water.
Oh, it's amazing. A star shape. I saw it. It was beautiful.
It wasn't as gorgeous, right?
Yeah, I think mongooses are great swimmers. I'll check it out.
Are you? We got a water rat.
And I dive in the water.
Oh, he's gone.
I hear that as I dive underwater. I realize mongoose can't swim.
Can they?
I don't know. I don't have mongoose facts pulled up.
I'm sure they can.
They're probably fine.
Just kick your little arms and legs.
The plural is mongoose.
It can be.
That's so true. This is America. We do whatever we want.
Oh, they have water mongoose. I turn into a water mongoose.
You change into the water type.
For free, though. It's a free action.
Yeah. All right. So you snake through the water like a weasel?
Yes, exactly. I look like a beautiful otter.
The mongoose snakes through the water like a weasel.
It's a weird statement.
Mm-hmm.
and that's me saying this as someone who just watched a squirrel belly flop real well and find magic. That's a weird statement.
Well, it's a weird game, Matt.
Only because we make it that way.
That's so true. I've never thought about that.
Questionable D&D. Let's just reiterate, questionable D&D.
You don't have to play like this.
Yeah, guys, it doesn't have to be this weird.
Okay. You had just swam down.
Yes. I'm swimming, snaking like a mongoose.
So you reach the bottom. There's like a sort of light piercing the darkness. You have to swim further down than you remember the pond being back in the day.
But I am a mongoose now, so I'm like 2 or 3 inches shorter than Nox. So
2 or 3 inches.
I remember making it here slightly sooner than you used to.
I'm just going to keep swimming.
You reach the bottom, and the light seems to fade away as you get close. You see something down there. It looks like a door. A wooden door with a face carved into it.
Uh-oh. I've been here before.
It's Wagon Wheel. No.
Oh, my God.
Handlebar mustache. We already figured this one out.
It's a school test, bro.
I knock. Wow, y'all are real quick with a dumb joke. I'm just upset I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
Hey, dumb joke.
So Knox knocks. What happens next?
He knocks.
I'm the one who knocks now.
You hear a voice in your head. In your head or not, doesn't matter. You can hear it either way. I want you to tell me, and I'm going to 100% regret asking this.
No, don't do it, Brent.
Do it.
What accent did Andy talk with?
This is your chance. This is your chance.
Matt, hold on, Matt. You think real hard here.
Please pay attention.
This is important.
I think we should all get in a different channel and talk without Bryn in it.
See,
I can take off my headphones for a second if you want.
I feel like I've ruined so much with the belly button ring that I think I owe Brent a softball.
No, you don't.
No, hold on. Take your headphones off, bro.
You guys discuss this. I'll take them off, yeah.
Okay.
Just give me some thumbs up or something.
Let's pick our dicks out.
I don't know what to do here.
Russian.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like some sort of Eastern European would be.
Yeah, Eastern Bloc.
Oh, maybe a European woman.
Well, she is a woman, so that would make sense.
Oh, I forgot.
What do you got, Matt?
I don't have anything.
Jared, pick a good one. Go.
Natalia.
I said Eastern Bloc.
Let's hear it.
He has to talk like this.
As a female.
Oh, that's good. But I want to hear Matt do it, because that's what he has to do.
And as a female.
I can't do it.
Yes, do it.
I don't have to do it.
Do it.
I just have to tell him Eastern European.
Do it. Do it.
All right, we'll go with Eastern European.
Cheers.
No, do the voice from Kung Pao.
All right, Eastern European it is.
Oh.
What is it even supposed to mean?
He has to do both. He has to do Eastern European, but every now and again, he also has to say pee-wee, pee-wee.
He has to do Eastern European, but dub it over with wee-wees.
It's a chick.
Yes.
There you go.
Brent, this was a mistake.
Yeah.
I said I was going to regret it.
You do.
And you were right.
So we're going to go Eastern European, but you have to dub it over with the wee-wee-wees from Kung Pao.
So I have to do a voice and then later.
Exactly.
It was a bad decision.
At the appropriate moments, you have to throw in some pee-wee-pee-wees.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, you say that.
So that's just how she laughed.
Pee-wee-pee-wee.
Okay, I'm looking at. Okay. I guess I can do a bastardized version of it.
I don't know why you did this, Brent.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Are you? Wait, that's just Mr. Frizzle. Wow.
Damn it, Frizz.
Are you friend or foe?
This is going to be ridiculous.
That's good. No, that was great.
Yeah.
Y'all are too hard. That was great, Brent.
This is the voice you hear in your head.
Friend. Andy?
The door pauses. Just like doors are good at doing.
The door looks at you stoically.
the door says, "Yo, what up?
What up, girl?"
"I do not remember you. Do you remember me?"
"Yes. It's me, Nox. From before you were animal."
"Tell her about drugs."
"Yeah, tell her about drugs."
"We did a lot of drugs." "This was our home."
"This name, it sounds familiar. How did we meet, Nox?"
"I came down here, you and Kit. Your family took me in. We grew up together."
"And what were the first words that you said to me?"
"Pee-wee."
"Oh, that was good. You broke me." "Hello?"
"Oh, yes, I remember now."
"Am I doing an outro?"
Brent's typing one up. Stay over there and pupate.
"Ah, greetings, dear listener. It warms the hinges of my wooden heart to express my sincerest gratitude for lending your ears to Discount Heroes. Every Thursday, like clockwork, we grace your chosen podcast platform with our presence. If it please you, we would be immensely delighted if you bestow upon us your favor by liking and rating our humble production. Ah, but there is more. Should you desire to partake in lively discourse with our esteemed cast, we extend an invitation to our Discord server, where the chatter flows like a river in spring. If you wish to remain updated on our adventures, do not hesitate to follow us on social media, Twitter at the DHCast. And as the creaky door swings upon its hinges, I extend my everlasting gratitude for your unwavering dedication to Discount Heroes. Thank you for listening to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed." And then do a door slam sound.
Brent, I don't know. That was a lot that you put in there. Do you think they can handle all of it? Like a door handle?
Yeah, I got what you meant. It was just stupid. I am Betty.
And then door slam.
Okay, Matt.
Wow.
This is going so bad.
Do you need to do something about that?
How the hell did you not know that this was a thing?
Matt's earpiece is currently dangling on by the mere cable.
This is the new podcast.
It's being held together by hopes and dreams.
We're going to take a minute and watch as he tries to fix it. Nope.
Did not work.
A young Native American boy sneaking in. He has a piece of sinew. Oh, he's starting to wrap it around both limbs of the headphones. Oh.
If he combines that with the twig from the nearby spruce tree, we might get something going.
I don't think he has enough gravel in his inventory to complete this.
Oh, just give him a minute. He's going to go grind in the creek out back, and he will be back with more material.
I do grind in the creek a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like he needs 57 crafting.
Gonna have to make a quick trip to Alcarid and farm some jewelcraft.
Nope, we gotta stop. We gotta stop. We'll all be playing RuneCraft by the end of the night. We gotta stop.
Jared called it RuneCraft, which makes no sense.
Too bad Matt Big Balls 47 is playing on dependent mode. He's an Iron Man. It's gonna take him quite a while to gather all the materials for 57 crafting.
He's currently fishing around in a drawer for what looks like no good material to fix his headphones.
It must be sellotape. I'm guessing sellotape.
All right, any more RuneScape references that I have to delete real quick?
I only did one.
Matt, just wrap the tape all the way around your head and around the headphones so that they can't come off.
Brent, there's at least one in every episode.
Guys, I don't know what the problem is.
The primate seems confused.
I am very confused. Okay, I'm set.
Matt, you're looking good.
He's good.
These headphones are now 50% duct tape.
How do they sound?
Like duct tape?
Sounds like used, so.